Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Together at the left, Sills and Mooney to the right. They're going to hand it to Bijan again, and he's going to fall into the end zone. Leans in. Second rushing score of the day for Robinson. Atlanta's got the lead with 7:52 to go. First half.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Yes, we are talking about the Falcons' loss today. They fell to the Panthers in overtime. 30-27, that is five losses in a row. We do have full phone lines right now, so we'll get to your calls in a moment, 404-726-0929. But Raheem Morris clearly upset after the game yesterday. Let's hear the audio that's been circulating.
Not good. You know, we've lost a bunch of games in a row in tight moments, and you got to find a way to win those games, man. Like, it definitely is on me. There's no such thing as a losing team. There's only a losing leader, and I'm the leader, and we lost.
Wow. I mean, that's heavy. That hits heavy. There's no doubt about it, and it's – there's a lot of truth in that. Mm-hmm. And the same can, you know, look, I think we can all kind of separate this to the fact that I like Raheem and at the same time say that he's not the right guy for this job. I think that's fair. And I think that when you look at these situations and you listen to that, you're never going to like what a head coach has to say after a 5-game losing streak. Nobody's going to like it. You can sit there, we're going to play cuts and we're going to nitpick everything he says. But the bottom line is if you don't win, it's not going to be good. There is no accountability. You give reasons. You could go all the way into the X's and O's and coaching points and everything else, and it's not going to matter. We're not going to like what Raheem has to say. And so I agree with what he just said right there. There's this locker room next year or wherever. Yeah, you're not going to be talking about a losing locker room. You're going to be talking about a different locker room. Whoever the head coach is, it's true what he says, man. I hate it because I like Raheem the dude, but at the same time, I'm listening to it going, I'm tired of playing cuts of Raheem talking about, hey, we got to get it back on track. Yeah, it's not happening.
You got to win. I mean, there's you got to win. It reminds me a little bit of the end of the Nate McMillan era with the Hawks where you'd play a cut, and Dylan, I know, knows what I'm talking about. You play a cut, and Nate been like, they're like, Coach, why'd you guys give up 150 points tonight? He's like, well, we didn't come out and set the tone. We got to play better defense, and – he like had a couple of code words. And I thought that Raheem's interview with Arch, and that was obviously the post game press conference that we just played, but Raheem's interview with Arch was probably forthcoming as I've heard from him.
I agree.
It
was reflective.
At the very end, you got a little bit where, you know, a little bit of, we got to figure it out kind of thing.
Yeah, he did.
And I think it's a really solid point that you bring up with I would love to hear a fan tell me what realistically would make them feel better after a loss and after a five-game losing streak from their hearing something from their head coach. Because it doesn't matter what rate. You have to do those. You want to hear from people. You want to hear what they say. But at the end of the day, what are you really getting from it? I mean, your mind is made up as soon as they lose. I get flooded with tweets and texts, and none of them are going. I would say 3/4 of them are not going and listening to the post game audio because it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I mean like right after. I know they hear it when we play it, right? But they're not going and watching. They're not like, let me pull up my laptop because they you might catch it on the way home. I don't mean that, but I'm just saying you're not going up and going and watching a full press conference. You're just going to hear clips the day after. You're mad.
And that's really my takeaway from yesterday is I spent so much time the last couple of weeks. I'm talking about, hey, you've played a couple of one seeds in a row. You went to overtime with the Colts. You should have gone to overtime with the Patriots. Like, if you wanted him fired after last week against the Colts, you probably wanted him fired 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, this whole reaction last week. I also was of the opinion last week with Raheem's job status that, hey, you know what? Like, he got the hire right with Jeff Ulbrich. I would like to see him get an opportunity to make the right offensive hire. Well, with the struggles of special teams the last couple of weeks, and you look at Marquise Williams, I'm like, he might have to go too. Like, Jamal Agnew muffs a punt. That starts to drive at the five-yard line. Natron Brooks has a fumble on a kickoff return. You flip that around, and everything I thought was great about Jeff Ulbrich, when you look at the system they employed yesterday, yes, our sacks are through the roof. You allowed Bryce Young to set a franchise record for passing yards for the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. You are now 0-4 in games you've been favored in this year. When we started the year, did we not say win the games you're supposed to win and you'll be just fine this season? You haven't won those games, and you haven't won some of the other games that you should have won. So it's just maddening. I mean, there's no other way to go about it other than this has been – as bad as I possibly could have imagined this season is gone, that's what track we're on right now.
Isn't it crazy that you were the best pass defense in the league and it wasn't even close? I think you were giving up 162 a game.
Yep.
Not even close. You just got touched up for 300 yards the week before on the run game. You completely shut down their run game.
Yeah.
In fact, they were one-dimensional yesterday. They could not run the football. And that was the emphasis.
Ronnie Harrison said that to you and Arch in the postgame interview. He goes, yeah, we did a great job making them one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for us. But, yeah, they didn't run the ball. Frustrating.
Well, we're going to go out to the phone lines. We do have full phones. Let's pull in Jay from Covington. Jay, how are you feeling this morning?
I feel good because I'm alive and breathing.
There you go.
When it comes to the Falcons, you know, you really – I mean, I haven't seen a ticket since the Dome days, since the old logo, and it's hard to watch, man. I sit in the stands with my son and my friends, and they don't even wear Falcon gear no more. They just go to the game. When it comes to Raheem, like you said, I like Raheem the person, but Raheem the coach, he's just not working. We could talk about Zach. We could talk about Ober. We could talk about Williams. We need a culture change, like, seriously. We've been asking for a culture change every season with different coaches for the last 8 years. I don't – offensively, it's like in the first half, we just hold – we just hold team. In the second half, we do nothing. Defensively, we knew we wasn't good at stopping the run. And then when we stop the run, we can't stop the pass. It's like the team is like – we're consistently inconsistent. And that's an issue – as fans, it's like we watch this every Sunday. We root for them because that's our team, but it's just not working.
Yeah,
it's
well, like, I look, man, I completely agree.
Well, and here's the question. I got a text from a buddy. It was like, you know, the whole fire everybody, and I responded probably as honestly and in kind of vulnerable as I can be, and I just responded, yeah, but we do it every 2 to 3 years. Every 2 to 3 years now, we're firing a coach, and what's changing? We're like, that's the funny part is you lose. We've lost games the same way since you were playing here.
Yeah, I know.
And
100%.
None of that's changed. And I want to you know what happens? I'm not sitting here advocating for or against. I'm playing a neutral conversation real quick. But the only thing that changes if you fire the staff is the staff, because the players, for the most part, the core is going to be the same. The core is going to be the same. So you're not going to have you're not suddenly going to come in and start running power offense, right? Which doesn't right. I don't even know if it exists anymore to the school, but you're suddenly not going to be playing the same offensive scheme that the Rams play, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Where they run in a little more power.
Right.
You're still going to be running a wide zone type scheme because that's what your offensive line is built to do.
I agree with that, and I know we're going to get to another phone call, but here's what I will say. The next evolution of this team, it's going to take a while, and it could because of the points you just made. You're built to do one thing. And the play callers you've had in here, the last couple of play callers you've had, have not been able to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And now it's a Frankenstein. Like, this whole offense and this whole defense, they're Frankenstein pieces. And now you've got to have a vision from the top down, whether that be Terry or somebody else that comes in and says, here's what we're going to build. I don't care who the coach is. This is what the image of this team will be moving forward, and we're going to build it like that. And the problem is that you're still – a couple of years away from being able to actually get the entire roster back on the same page. And that's what makes this even more maddening.
That's, I know you're going to get a call. That is the one reason why when people are so quick to fire people, I'm hesitant, because it that 8 years that we're approaching, yep, now, it looks like 10, and the NFL shouldn't be that way. It's a league that has proven you can flip the script quickly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, we're going to get to some phone calls on the other side, so hang on if you can. 404-726-0929. This conversation is going to continue all morning long. And Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, Kirby Smart pulled off something sneaky, and we've got my Mac drop. I'm going to show off my psychic abilities. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.